to the continuing the Sefer Shmaya. Daf Mem Beis. Above yesterday, we learned, he explained that the mitzvah is the parsha, the first parsha of Shema Yisrael has in himself the three mitzvahs. Shema Yisrael Hashem. Hashem means the first mitzvah is to know the mitzvah Hashem. Rakeinu, that Hashem is Rakeinu. And the third mitzvah is Hashem Echad, that Hashem is one. Then it goes on to be learned. Then it goes, once you have that, then the mitzvah goes in, you have to Shem Elokecho, you have to love him, and you have to love Mechol Avavcho, then Shinamtam Levonecho, you have to learn to your children, then the Dibar Tobam, you have to learn it to yourself. Mechol Zelahazir Mashigri Memamar, right in the middle. Mechol Zed Overseas comes, Lahazir to go now, Al Mashigri Memamar, what you said before, Beho Yadorim O'Ela, Ashenachim Tzapchoyim, Allah Vavecho. All these things that you have to learn, with yourself, with your children, all the time, is in order to guarantee, which I told you before, all those things which I told you, all of these things should be always on your heart. Means, Shetia Regiles Leshoinoi Behem Tomit. They should be always used on your regular speech. It should always be on your tongue. You should always be accustomed to speak about it continuously. And this will bring you always to remind you of your heart. You should never empty his heart to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu steady. Now, this mitzvah which we learn, the Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemaim. And again, I'm repeating it many times because I'm fulfilling what he's telling me. It should always be on your tongue. Never remove your heart from remembering this. It's an ongoing, continuous memorization. That's what? That Shema Yisrael Shema Kim Shema Chod, after Shema Kim Chorvav Chonav Shechol, and this has to be always on your heart. Now, when a person is dedicated to have this always on his heart, is committed to this assignment, is actually mekayem mitzvah every second, and not one, few mitzvahs. Because by the way, only the first posuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Kesher is three mitzvahs: Amuna, the mitzvah Hashem; Yediyah of Elokeinu; and understanding Chakira of Shem Echad. This goes together, and this is all three levels of a person's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we spoke in length day before yesterday, which is Amunah, Yediyah, Chakira. This is the truth in Amunah, Yisrael Hashem, Yediyah is Elokeinu, that's the Eidus, and Mishpotim is Hashem Echad. Now, of course, even while you're not driving, even while you're not thinking, how can you be mekayem that mitzvah? So here's a beautiful gift. It says, condition yourself and get accustomed to it. Should always be on your tongue. It always should be on your heart. Should never remove your heart. Now, if the mitzvah would be required in a positive way, you always have to think. You're never supposed to be Messiah Das. It's not possible. I mean, you have other things. You have to do business. You have to do other things. How could it be? The answer is, if you fulfill Mishle, you're not emptying the heart. And I will give the best motion would be, when you drive a car, do you have continuously to remember you're driving a car while you drive a car? No, you don't have to. But should they find it above you? You're not going to look away. Why do you drive? When you get into behind the steering wheel, you're dedicated to drive the car to remember that you're driving a car. Period. You have to remember that you're driving a car. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to remember. You could hear a tape, and you could think many other thoughts. But how do you dedicate it to remember you're driving a car? By not doing anything negative, by getting away from driving a car, anything which could endanger you. You know that by driving a car, you're not supposed to fall asleep, you're not supposed to look out of the window, just like that you can't read the newspaper. That comes up, if you fulfill the order not to do anything negative which opposes the hesach hadas of driving a car, you are driving a car. Even the same thing mamash, same thing as mamash. a person you always, and if we would have always have our life in such a way that we are 24 hours driving a high, fast speed, dangerous vehicle, and we always have to steer it in the right direction, with the right memory, this is our highway. You're getting off that highway. Remember, there's a cliff. Everything is. So you have to always remember not to be Messiah Das, that you're driving a high speed vehicle in a very narrow bridge, and the bridge is Shvi'is Hashem Le'Egel Somit. Now, if you don't know that, and you live according this knowledge, you're fulfilling every second with this. All these particular mitzvahs, as soon as he's going to remember, more than even the three mitzvahs, Vahavas Hashem, and so on and so on. However, when you mefana livoy, you close your eyes, now what does mefana livoy in these things? Shlefana livoy mizechel akim tomi. And here is something which is unfortunately very, very not known by us. And it's not known because it's not our destiny. We don't look at it. We have a time for Vahavas Hashem. Yes, and we learn a little bit about it. Here and there, but once we're off, we'll be gone. There shouldn't be any other dedication, there shouldn't be any love, there shouldn't be any hobby in a Jew's heart. It cannot be two hobbies. A hobby means any dedication. You shouldn't be addicted to anything. You shouldn't love anything else. And here even drives, even very sensitive, tiny things is involved in here. It's thin as a haystack. I will give you something, even loving a child, even loving your own child, loving your own parents, loving your own Rebbe, could be used as a tool. It could be devastating too. It could be an end goal in himself. And when, if it's an end goal in himself, it takes away of loving Hashem. It takes away, because it's mefana levova mizecher elokim tomid. Loving a child, after achu kumoicho. You have to know, this is a very important part. The only thing which competes with Ahavas Hashem, the only thing which directly competes with Ahavas Hashem is something if you have a Ahavas Azulav Hashem, if you have a Ahavas outside of Hashem, if Lava Olam Hazeh, and the HT Ahavas, believe it or not, there's no two loves, says the Chavsos in the hand. No, there's no two directions. If you drive, you drive. You can't drive forwards and do other things which is opposing the drive. There's no. Either Torah says you have to love. You have to love your wife as you love yourself. You have to love your children. You have to love every Jew. You have to love your Rebbe. So how does this Ahava doesn't compete? The answer is everything. Every Ahava which you love somebody else has to be based kumoicho, as you love yourself. What is the loving yourself? You love yourself because I'm a chelek elokim imal. I'm a part of Hashem Himself, and I have a self-respect, a self-dignity. Why? Because I'm kosher, chelek Hashemama, I'm a chelek v'kodesh baruch hu. And because I love HaKodesh Baruch Hu, I love myself, I respect myself, not myself the goof. I respect my neshama. And a tremendous dedication to make sure that my neshama should always be connected to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. From that viewpoint of Ahavas Kumoicho, now you could love somebody else. Because the somebody else is also chelek Hashem. So love your child is also chelek Hashem. Now, of course, and Hashem told you to love your child. You love your Rebbe. It's because the Rebbe brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But always the ultimate motive is you and Hashem, and anyone who helps you to bring closer to Hashem. But the minute when there's a Ahava, anything external Ahava, not because connected to Kumoicho, and the Kumoicho to your own Neshama, that Ahava is competing with the Ahava Hashem. And this is Lo'ifana, Lo'bova, Mizrecha, Lintomit. It shouldn't remove his heart from remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How are you moving? By remembering somebody else. If there is a somebody else, which is not directly connected to this Kumoicho, and the Kumoicho connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is competing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you mevatel all these mitzvahs, the Kabbalah, Sol, Malchus, Shemaim. Literally mevatel with your head. But if you don't do it, you watch this, you shouldn't be. It's even you don't think about it, you're driving safely. You're fulfilling the mitzvahs. There's a doim rama shoma dovid amelach solo shalom skompet shvisa Hashem le'negdi tome. Shvisi, I had put Hashem akosh bochum le'negdi front of me tome steady 24 hours a day. You go to sleep with it, you get up with it. So even while you sleep, you're under this direction. I would say, this is very difficult to do. Now, if our job would have been to put Shem in front of us, it would have been not possible. But the job is not to put anything else in front of you. That's possible. Therefore, the Torah says, Ki korev elecho adover mo'oid. This thing is very close to you to accomplish. It's in your mouth and your heart to do it. All you have to do, remove. Don't bring in any other components. Don't bring any other competition into it. That is possible to be accomplished, to be done. After we will learn this first parsha, Netak Mechoves HaEverim, we're going to remove from the duties of our organism, Mashiach B'Masa B'Levad. Then we're going to go explain after when the Torah was finished with the mitzvahs of what? Of the three mitzvahs of Metzias Hashem, Yediyas Hashem, and Yichud Hashem, and then Havas Hashem, B'Shnam Tolev Nechud B'Avtobam. Now it goes further to three other mitzvahs. The Samoy Shloish Shecholokim Ba'amri says other three mitzvahs in that parsha. Ukshartem Lo Yisaludecho, you should put in Tfilin Sheliyad. Voilet Tetofes Be'enecho, you should put on Tfilin Sheliyad Rosh. Ukshartem Zib Sechov Yisharecho. Vem Tfilin Sheliyad, Tfilin Shelosh Vamsuzer. Those are three physical mitzvahs. This is called the Rechoyves Abraham, which is still directly connected to this mitzvah of Avos Hashem. The kulam, and all these mitzvahs, which you mentioned, goyimim, the all are goyim liskur saboyre, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lahavoy b'nafshol. All these mitzvahs is one reason, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuously, lahavoy b'nafshol, to leave him, to love him with a full heart. V'lichsof lo, we should yearn to him, k'mo sh'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk says, v'chukei zichroin ahavim. Just like the pasuk says, in the principle, when it's being reminded, a love of lovers, the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, simeni, make me kechoisam, like a seal al libecho, on your heart, kechoisam al zreecho, like a seal on your arm. That means those are the choisam, this is the tefillin, you put it as a seal on your arm, with sealing your k'neged alev, sealing shemiyat Sheneged alef, Tilim Shirosh, Neged Amoyach. You're making a seal, a bind, that you know that my all heart is dedicated. When the person, Hen al kapayim hakoisich, on my hands, I had engraved you. You shouldn't be able to forget me. When he says, Kochachos ribovel ben Shaltiel Avdi, I took you as ribovel, the son of Shaltiel, my servant, Nim Hashem, from says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vesamtichu, and I put you kachoisom, like a seal. It shows that all these things have to be sealed, to be memorized, should we never be able to be forgotten. Omar, like the Pesuk says, Tzroir Amoir Doidiri, like a bundle of Besomim. My friend became to me, Beshodayor, and I put him between my two breasts. Besom, just like when a woman puts a certain, in order to remember her husband, you know, her husband gave her some beautiful gift, they gave her some perfume or something like that, she hangs it, and she always has it in front of her, and she smells it, and by that she's always remembering her dedicated love to her husband and her husband to herself. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzroir Amoir, Kodesh Baruch Hu Doidi Li, Kodesh Baruch Hu to me is like a Tzroir Amoir. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a beautiful gift, a tachshit, and we put him Ben Shodayorin. I put him on my hand, I put him on my moyach, I put him in, and everything I put him on, the order of the beautiful love which Kodesh Baruch Hu, the bind, the Keshev Tfilin is the bind between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a continuous reminder, the great love and dedication which you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With some Oysam Shloisho, and he made this bind in three, which is Tfilin Shirash, Tfilin Shilyad, and Mezuzah, Shechazokim Mekayomim Yoyser. It should be always be strong and existing. Kashu Omer Chokh, when a person Chutam Shula Shlamim Heirin, not a Chut, a rope, which is weaved with three separate ropes, he cannot be easily disconnected. As the Maral explains, and I think the Chinuch also explains the same thing, a man has two forces, and then he's put in a man is combined of two forces, which is the brain and the heart. Okay, then a man has to be in a location. A man cannot survive on the outside. The animal does not need a location. Lives in the forest, on the trees and everything. Even they have a little nest, but the nest is not steady. A man must have a certain nest, a home, and that's the complete man. And therefore, since these three elements in a man, he has to furnish his heart, he has to furnish his brain, and he has to have a roof over his head. Now, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a choice, made a seal on all those three powers. On the heart, he made a tefillin shel yad. On the brain, he made a tefillin shel rosh. His father's location told him mezuzah. So this way, every time when there's a ingress and egress, when you use your heart, you use your brain, or you use your location, you cannot use it unless you pass the seal, this memory, Ketzroira Moir Doidi Li, like this beautiful bundle of beautiful odor which reminds you of the love. So, Big Tzadikim, they never used to go through a door without standing in the door and thinking about the Mizil. What does the Mizil say? After Shem Elokecho, Shmaiz Hashem Elokim Shem Echot. What's Shil Shiyatzer? After Shem Elokecho, Shmaiz Hashem Echot. What's Shil Shiyatzer? All these things repeated in these old three things, Mezuzah, Tzilin Shiyat, and Tzilin Shiroz. I saw once, I used to see him, the old Belzer of Rivada and the Belzer. You would have seen what was by him to passing a Mezuzah. There was no such thing passing a Mezuzah. We're not stopping there and holding his hand and close the eyes. And you see his face turning. His Tzura turning. Mamash is Tzura, was a Shiyat Tzura every time we get into Shiyat, anything. It never passed a door. Never pass the mitzvah without stopping and deeply concentrating. This mitzvah. Now, when you have this build up diagram of which we're going to learn, and I'm emphasizing so in detail many times. Yesterday we made this diagram in paper. It could be once you get used to it, you could almost in a split second fulfill kama mitzvahs in detail. You could do it as a capsule. Okay, kabbal samach havas Hashem, and everything is inclusive. But you also, the more you detailize them and you know them in detail, as you try to detailize them, and you get accustomed to remembering it every time you say Shema Yisrael Shema Kim Shema Chod, later on it becomes like an artist who draws a long, long picture for many, many months, but he every time he reminds himself, in one glance, to see every detail of the picture, all the process of the development. There's a mitzvah protis. You could take it apart, this overall mitzvah, the capsule of Shema Yisrael Shema Kim Chod, in the all the detail mitzvah, as we're going to take it now in part. And it says, "Vaperek hazeh." Now let's take it apart and let's try to remember it, and let's. It is a very important exercise that if we could exercise ourselves, that these 10 mitzvahs which he's going to mention here, the 10 particulars which is mentioned in the one perek of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, how could it be almost remembered almost in an instant in all the detailed particulars? It's not enough just to have a capsule in heaven, but take it always apart. There's a perek hazeh in this perek, which perek? The first perek of Shema v'ahavto. Koyler asore inyonim has in himself 10 details. Chamishim em ruchniyim, 5 of them is all spiritual detail which does not manifest himself in an action. Chamishim em gashmim, in 5 of the details is something which has to manifest himself in physical environment, physical action. Ruchniyim, tchilosam. Let's first mention the 5 which is ruchniyim, the spiritual environment. The first thing is Shaboire Nimtzo. There exists Hashem. Where is that? Shema Yisroel, Hashem. Hashem, there is Shaboire Nimtzo. V'sheini, in the second is Shehu Elokeinu. That Hashem is our God. Now, what does mean our God? We explained at length in detail that this Hashem, which is Nimtzo, is Elokeinu, is our, we are convinced about it, he proved himself to us, he saw him. This is Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mahamat Har Sinai, Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the idea. So it's not enough to remember there exists Hashem. The Goy Lahavdil also have to know there exists Hashem, but he cannot say Elokeinu. He had not seen him. It was not testified to him. But we, this Hashem. Now, obviously, if Hashem went out of his way, it was Mishana Ashiret HaTeva, it was totally destroying his nature, and he did something totally extraordinary, every move which he did for us, obviously wants us to remember that. That's the introduction of himself to us. This is Shalakeni, that's the second part. Vashlishi, Shiva Echad, that he's one. And that Echad, we spoke, that's the Chakira, which we have to philosophize about it, we have to know it. Shema, and this is the emphasis of Shema Yisrael, you have to hear it, you have to understand that Shiva Echad is one. Bring in Hashem in every little detail. But
yesterday it seemed like you had indicated that this particular mitzvah was, I don't know if you had mentioned that it was greater than the others, but you mentioned Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Solim Vid, that this particular part of it established the Olam
Vayed. That's yesterday we explained. Okay. Well, Shem Kavod Malchus Solim Vid is not in the Torah. I explained yesterday why we say it. It's not that.
It's
said quite. This
Baruch Shem.
No, Baruch Shem Kachus Elohim Voed is the Chutam Shulash. That's the three. That's bringing all three. But the Torah tells us fulfill three means Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael means understand Yisrael, hear Yisrael, and be aware Yisrael. Shema has three definitions. Shema, be aware. Shema, hear. Shema, understand. Now all three is different things. Shema, be aware. Believe. Shema, hear what is being told to you. Be convinced. Shema, understand. Use your intellect to understand as much as your intellect could understand. Now all these three definition of Shema applies to three different mitzvahs. Hashem, there exists the mitzvah Hashem, and that is a Shema. Be aware. Be aware there is a God. Elokeinu, that this God is our God, that we saw him. Shema, hear. He heard him. Kolom Roimez, Kol Yisoh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Hashem Echad, that Hashem is one, that in every facet of life Hashem is one, Yishma, understand. Understand, you have to use the full capacity, the level of understanding that Hashem is one. Now that we fulfill these three different mitzvahs with all the three categories, when the end result of these three mitzvahs, if you do it continuously, you say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elohim Avod. You are building, you bringing in Hashem in every part of your life, and it becomes a testimony l'olam vod for everlasting, for eternity, and this is your accomplishment that you should give back. Therefore, this is not in the third, this is not a requirement, it's a result. And we say this result by memorizing these three kavonas, Shema Yisrael and Kein Hashem and Hashem Echad, you are producing a beautiful symbiotic relationship between the world and HaKadosh Baruch in any given instance, and that becomes l'olam vo'ed, a testimony of your product which you had produced. And we said, therefore we're saying it quietly, because the Melochim do not have this benefit. The Melochim, they're very well aware of everything, but they're not building anything. They are not, they have not a Yetzer Hara, it's not a Bechira, so therefore they have no partnership in l'olam void, they have no eternity because they have not produced anything. We have eternity in what we have produced. What did you produce? By remembering these things in a world where the world is empty of Hashem, a world which contradicts really Hashem. So this is the first mitzvah, Shecha. What is the fourth spiritual mitzvah? Shenehaveyu. We should love Hashem. Have Hashem Elokecha. Love Hashem. This is something which doesn't manifest himself in necessarily. Daf Mem Gimel. V'chamishi, and the fifth mitzvah, Shnei V'Oisa B'Lev Sholem, we should love him with a full heart. Actually, I had a theory which fell apart now. I discussed it, and it was very difficult for me, and I think I even emphasized it to you. It came up in my mind that, I think I spoke about it here too, and I'm taking it back now, because he's taking it apart. It sounded for me, it was a chidush, that the Havas Hashem, to become the mitzvah of Havas Hashem is only if you love him with a full heart. And if you only love Hashem with 99%, you're not becoming at all a Havas Hashem. That's what I wanted to be Mechadish. Because there's a mitzvah of Firis Hashem. Hashem Elokecho Tiro. Fear Hashem. It doesn't say Hashem Elokecho Tiro B'chol Levavcho with a full heart. No mitzvah stands with a full heart. Fear Hashem. Obviously, fear more if you become more the mitzvah. Fear less, you less the mitzvah. But for Havto Hashem Elokecho, I wanted to buy the klolim. Rules of Ahavas Hashem is if it's b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshu, b'chol melecho. That's just like when you have to eat matzah. The shir of achilas matzah has to be a kezayis. If you're going to eat the heavy kezayis, you're not going to be yoitz achilas matzah at all. It's not considered achila. I wanted to be mechadish. Since the Ahavas Hashem elokecho, the Hashem says love Hashem. How do you love Hashem? B'chol levavcho, it's your full heart. Now, it doesn't mean if a person loves two people, he's not become a Havas Hashem. I meant to say, if a person says, I will love Hashem, 99%. 1%, I don't want to love it. He's declaring, I'm not ready to deliver 100% of my heart. I'm ready to deliver 80%, 90%, 99%. 1%, I want to love myself. I want to love somebody else too. Then I wanted to be a Havas Hashem, Havas Hashem b'chlav. L'chayri here is mashma, I'm wrong. Because the Chayri Salvovas is mechalik, the mitzvah of Havas Hashem in two. There is Vahavta Hashem Elokecha, should love Hashem, and there is an extra mitzvah, that love that you love Hashem should be b'chol levavcho. So if it's you say, I love Hashem, but not with my heart, you didn't fulfill the fifth mitzvah of b'chol levavcho, but you still fulfill the mitzvah of Havas Hashem. It's based on this verse of Chol Zohar, which the first time came aware to me, because of Mechalek L'Choyre, my my pshat is not right. I'm drawing back. I'm taking it back. At that time I thought of it because that's logical. That's what sounded, and I had not seen any place, and therefore I with doubts I said it. But the Chayyim is mashpent the Nevi Nata, Nevi Nata Be'aser, because he's mechalek the mitzvah of Hashem in two categories. There's a first stage, love Hashem, and there's a second stage in the mitzvah that mitzvah should be v'chol avavcha. This is yes.
Still partial
breakfast.
It's a separate mitzvah to love Hashem with your
full heart. Yeah.
It's
a separate mitzvah.
But it's still.
In order to become b'chol avavcha, we can't do it only b'chol avavcha. Suppose I don't have b'chol avavcha, I still fulfill ahavas Hashem. So I wanted to say, no, I said the klal of ahavas Hashem is b'chol avavcha. If not, it's not ahava b'chlal. I wanted to say it's not ahava b'chlal. It's not mashmasa. So those.
If somebody fulfills the mitzvah of the Haftas Hashem Lachem with the Leib Shalom, so what's the difference between that and fulfilling the commandment, not the commandment, but the whatever, Kedoshim Tiyu? Kedoshim Tiyu was not one of the 613 mitzvahs, it was said it's the other 80%. So if somebody's fulfilling the mitzvah of the Leib Shalom, and that's one of the mitzvahs, so where's there room for Kedoshim Tiyu after that? More Lamaisa. Am I confusing the issue?
They're not confusing the issue, but I will. It's obviously, it's a, I mean, you're asking a very delicate question. What is the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you? Be holy. The mitzvah of Kedoshim to you is not the 630 mitzvahs. In Chavi Salvovas, the way it divides this mitzvah, Vahavas Shem is one of the, is definitely the chedek of the Tariag mitzvahs. Then there is in the mitzvahs gufa, there's protim in the mitzvah, which is an ingredient part of the Tariag mitzvahs. I don't think the B'chol Levavcho, I have to look it up, I don't think the B'chol Levavcho, the fifth category, is a mitzvah in separate. I don't remember that, no. The mitzvah of Amunas Hashem is a mitzvah independently. The mitzvah of Yedias Hashem is a mitzvah, like, Shmais Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is three mitzvahs, three separate mitzvahs, and the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah brings it down to three separate mitzvahs. Ahavas Hashem is also a separate mitzvah. But to divide the Ahavas Hashem in two separate mitzvahs, I say, I didn't see it. I don't remember it, maybe. As a matter of fact, I got to make homework on it. But in my best of my memory, there's no division in these two mitzvahs. It's a prat. It's a prat in the mitzvah koleres of Ahavas Hashem. Now, to say that B'chol Levavcho should be a part of Kedoshim Tiyu, could be. Kedoshim Tiyu is not really one of the mitzvahs, is not a mitzvah saseh. Kedoshim Tiyu is the excessive requirement where we demonstrate our excessive path, which Hashem even asked command, our chassidus. And how do you fulfill mitzvah Kedoshim Tiyu? Kind of shatz b'chol b'mutzah, l'chav b'prushim eroyos. It's not necessarily. You could be in mekayim etzem ahav shem b'chol levavcho, it's still l'choyre. Not to be karshat b'chol b'mutzah. But as you could say, if you're not karshat b'chol b'mutzah, it's not because it's elimination of Ahavas Hashem. It's still Ahavas Hashem. The mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu is b'chol derechecho deyeyu. B'chol derechecho deyeyu is a very inclusive of all 613 areas. It's very closely bordering the love b'chol avavcho. Okay, now this is the first five ruchnis diga mitzvahs. Then comes the five mitzvahs in the first parsha, the chamisha hagashmiim, the materialistic mitzvah, the mitzvah which is materializes in physical action. It's chilosam. The first one is v'shinantam levanecho, teach Torah to your children, pass on the Torah to your children, so that's a physical mitzvah to learn. Vasheni, the second is dibar tovam, you learn to yourself too. Learn to yourself. And obviously we have to say pshat now, why isn't it dibar tovam first and then v'shinantam levanecho? First learn for yourself, and then teach your children. That should be in order. I mean, we divide it into mitzvahs. First, you have to teach your children, you have to learn yourself. So obviously, first should be learn yourself, then you teach your children. And the Maral explains, you have to know as follows. Learning Torah, to be mekayem the mitzvah of the Bar Tobam, v'ni requisite, prerequisite, that the Torah has to be a Torah of which is passing on. When you learn Lahavdil, you learn math, you learn engineering, you learn law. Why do you learn law? Why do you learn math? Because you want to be a lawyer. You want to be a mathematician. Okay? So you had not fulfilled the mitzvah of learning. There's no mitzvah of learning math. That is a mitzvah to be a mathematician. You have to make panosa. Okay. But learning math in himself is not a mitzvah. It's a tool to a goal. The goal, let's say, it would be a mitzvah. If I tell you, Debbie tells you, your father tells you, or whatever it is, you're being ordered to become a doctor. So by becoming a doctor, let's say you're making a mitzvah. But by learning doctor medicine, you're not yet a mitzvah. If you didn't become a doctor, you didn't accomplish anything. Learning Torah is a different thing. Learning Torah is nothing to do with the learning. Learning Torah is an end goal in himself. So the mitzvah of learning Torah is not because you should become a Talmud Chacham. Mitzvah of learning Torah is not that you should know. Of course, there's an extra mitzvah for this Torah. If you learn, if you break your head on a blood Gemara for 3 months, in the end, you ended up not knowing it. You fulfilled every minute the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. What's the end goal of Limud HaTorah? Where is the end goal? You understand what I'm trying to say. I'm making a sukkah, I'm a kind of a mitzvah of making sukkah. Why? Because I made a sukkah, but I made a sukkah. If I'm going to make nothing, sukkah's never going to be there. It's nothing. You have to make. As I said, learning math to become a mathematician. Became a mathematician, the learning was a good tool to become. Limited to the mitzvah of a debat to bomb learning, as the Gross says, every word, every letter you become, this is about every oath that you learn, every word that you sing, is a mitzvah debat to bomb. It's nothing to do with the end goal. But what's the end goal of it? I mean, obviously, limited to must have, as I'm putting on film in order to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All things has a mean. What is the mitzvah, what is the tachlis of the debat to bomb? What? But what? How do you serve Hashem with it? What is the service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Fine, it's even Hashem. But what does Hashem get out of it? Everything must have a destiny, has a certain... Right? What's the destiny with the Bar Tobam? So putting on film, I know what Hashem told me to tie, so put on. The Bar Tobam has no limits. The Bar Tobam has no limits. You say, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, you become into the Bar Tobam. You said, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, hey, Vov Zoyches. You become it. Mishma Dimo Maso, there's the 3 places where they lived in the Midbar, the 3 places. He said a person in Torah, he learned in Torah. What? Well, what does Hashem get out of it, what you say? Where is the void of Hashem in it? Of course, the void of Hashem, I'm listening to Hashem, but what does Hashem get out of it? So the answer to that is Torah is Nimshel Lamaim. Torah is water. What is water? Water in nature is a provider, is chesed, gives, makes people, makes grow, vegetables. Water is the source of life, which energizes life, which gives. Torah is chesed al shoyna. Torah is chesed. And Torah has to be chesed al shoyna. On your mind, therefore, the bat tovam is the talk. What is talk? Talk is you giving out. You're giving out, passing out. So, the mitzvah of the bat tovam, what is the mitzvah of learning in Torah? The end goal of Torah is learn Torah, produce Torah, and give it further. Give it further. Give it further to the talmidim, give it to the children. Therefore, the prerequisite of the debar tovam is shenatam levenecho, or teacher to children. And shenatam is not on children, it's also talmidim. Levenecho means talmidim, tashas the gemara. Any Torah which you possess, how do you give it further? Torah should be a learning in order to give it further. And learning, how about it would be if you take on a job, you're working for your family. Okay, you're taking working for your family. Then you take on overtime, that this money goes for tzedakah. But physical limud ha-toyre. You're working extra overtime, you're putting in extra 2 hours a day, which all this 2 hours work is dedicated for ha-chzokas ha-toyre. It becomes limud ha-toyre. It becomes a chedin zvah tovam because you dedicated my 2 hours, everything, to everything which is nifnish pshat. When you had worked for your family, and you have XYZ dollars, and then you come to a person to your doorstep, give me tzedakah, and you take $100 check, you give it to him, you fulfilled, you bought $100 toyre. But retroactively, also you could say, my work went in there. But it's not the same thing. We say, listen, 5 o'clock, time for me to go home. And I would go home. But I want to be Machzik Torah now. And I want to support my child. I want to pay tuition. And I want to pay maximum tuition. I want to get the best thing. Because I want to be become the mitzvah, Shinanta Levanecho. Unfortunately, I can't learn with my children. My head is not straight, and I can't learn with them. And I got a private hired tutor. But hired tutor is going to cost me $60. $30 a day. It's going to cost me $150 a week for 5 times. And for $150 a week, I'm putting in extra 7 hours of work, 6 hours of work. So when you're going to this work, you say, every minute of this work, you're giving it. So therefore, then you become the mitzvah of the bar tovam. But when you know the shenanta levenecho, the Torah is the things which has to go on, has to flow further, has to be passed on further to your children, to your talmidim. Not me, I become a doctor, I become a talmud chacham, I become. Because it's me, if it's missing the shenanta levenecho, you do it, I should, you don't have a Devar Tobam. You have a mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah. Yeah? But the mitzvah of a Devar Tobam, learning every second Torah is a mitzvah in himself, is not materialized if it doesn't have the prerequisite that the purpose of that is to give it further, to impress the world, to improve the world. That is to say, to affect the world. Because we have to know, every time when you learn the word Torah, you should know it has to affect the world, the outside of you. Children, talmidim, in everything, and also in your behavior. So the prerequisite of to be mekayem the mitzvah, the bar tovam, learn Torah, every word is you're learning Torah, is if you have before that v'shinam tov lenecho, that you know that Torah's chesed al hashoyim. That's a beautiful day for the Torah purpose. It says first v'shinam tov lenecho, and then with the bar tovam. Because it would be with the bar tovam, and after v'shinam tov lenecho, we would have had a mistake to learn shat like we learned in v'havta Hashem Elokecho, and then b'chol levavcho. Yes, as pas atulav Hashem, and there could be even a second mitzvah. It could even be b'chol levavcho. You could say, I become with the bar tovam. I'm learning Torah for me, and there's a second mitzvah. V'shinam tov lenecho. I'm giving that further. So what's he done giving further? He would say, okay, I didn't become v'shinam tov lenecho, but I was become the bar tovam. A mistake. You don't have a bar tovam in Torah. You don't have a schus. You have not acquired Torah if the Torah was not right before learning for the intention of passing it on. Torah's chesed al hashoyna.
You had the Rehim Ha'ela that comes before. What is that?
That we're gonna, it's gonna mention it further. We're gonna learn about it.
Which is before Shana Lulamas.
Yes, I mean all the things has to be on your heart in order you should be further. Yeah. Lulamas,
doesn't that come before the Bar Tambam? Why isn't that stressed? Is one of the Chalkei of Limud HaTorah.
Lilmud V'Lasos, the Lilmud and the Lamed is two things. Lilmud V'Lasos is not the Torah which we are talking. That's the talking Torah for Nasir Samitzvah. The bottom of Lilmud HaTorah himself is Lilmud and the Lamed. You could say, why not Lamed? Lilmud. Obviously, there we talk about practically. Practically, you have to learn in order to teach further. But the Torah, the way the Torah's Mitzvah is, the purpose of the Bar Tovam should be because of the Shinam Tov Levanecho, so therefore you put it as a Gdama. Vashlishis, in the third physical mitzvah, is the Kshartam Lois Aladecho. So the first mitzvah was Shinam Tov Levanecho, then the second mitzvah the Bar Tovam, the third mitzvah was Kshartam Lois Aladecho Tfilin Shel Yad, Harvi Shel Tovam Lois Aladecho Tfilin Shel Rosh, Vachamish Kshartam Lois Aladecho Tfilin Shel Rosh, you should make mezuzahs on his door. Why is this parsha b'shema before the parsha v'hoyem shema? Yeah, because she kabel ol ba'ol ma'achus shema. And tchila, first we mekabel ol ma'achus shema, and after that we kabel ol ba'ol mitzvahs. Now in the parsha v'hoyem shema, it's the ol mitzvahs. What does Meir Alvachum? And says if you're going to do the mitzvah, the satz is geshmechem be'item. If not, chas v'varatem, you're going to be punished. So this ol mitzvahs. We need two ol. But all the Havta Shem Elokecho, all the ten mitzvahs is all inclusive part of Oil Malchus Shemar. V'alker Yisi Lagdim Shari Yichud Al Shor Shar Sefer Zedefer, I put as a foundation. And I put in advance all the gates. I put Shari Yichud because Oil Malchus Shemar is the first. Everything is built on it. V'tzorich Shavuer Atum Inyan Yichud Bar Shor Masor In Yorim. I would explain Me'et Hashem of the Inyan of Shari, of the Inyan Yichud, full heartedly, 10 In Yorim should be covered. 10 shores. In Shara Yichud himself, Horishai. The first we're going to speak, Ma Hagedra Yichud, what does mean a Yichud in the full heart? That we're going to learn. I'm also going to say what we're going to learn in Shara Yichud, what we're not going to learn in Shara Yichud. So this way I'm going on a tight rope. I want to fulfill all Kshitas. As I mentioned previously, many people learn the Shara Yichud, the Chasam Sofer learned it, Tomid in Shara Yichud, and there's a lot of opposition, those who should learn Shara Yichud, and we will be trying to yoitze both. What we should learn, we will not learn. What we should learn, we must learn. So we're going to learn the Geder Yichud B'Lev Sholem, that we're going to learn, because that's Yidiyah. Al Kama Luchem Ischalak Inyan Yichud Tishparish. Shlishi, the second Chelik will be, we learn on how many Inyonim Ischalak Inyan Yichud, we learn that too. The Shlishi is in Ischai Lachur Ola B'Derech Inyim Lod. This is our topic. Do we have to learn B'Derech Hakira, the Mitzvah Yichud Hashem? That we're going to learn too, because everyone is Mavkum, that has to be known B'Derech Hakira, and that's the Shema Yisroel. How do we search it? What do you have to know before? That we're going to learn too. Chamish is that we're not going to learn. I'm going to omit the fifth and the sixth perek. Fifth perek, Leborer Hagdomas, to first to be Bevarer, to clarify the prerequisite of Shashis Borer Mehem, which is going to be proven to us that there is a creator, Mitzias Hashem, Broem Ani created it from nothing. That we're not going to learn. People are going to be Mekam the Mitzvah from Munas Hashem. It's not needed today. He even could say this, the Chavis will have said it to those days, to those people, to those philosophers who were philosophizing about the existence of God, and he built them proof. We do not need a proof, and we read it. And now all the opposition of learning this was because when you try debating, is there God, isn't there God, even for a second, you shouldn't debate the side that isn't no God, because then you mevatel mitzvah of Shema Yisrael Hashem, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That has to be a minah. Simply, here we come, it's a minah. So we, it's not necessary to talk to the veil in it, because we're not going to add anything, we're going to know different. Also, he says, yes, he says the knowledge of existence of Hashem helps you better to understand the knowledge of Echad of Hashem. And Echad of Hashem, everyone is in agreement that we have to learn. And the more, because this you bring in every facet of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we don't need it. So I will be yotze all days by not learning the fifth perek, and also not the sixth perek. Hech Navim Lekai Mitzvah of Mitzvah Savoyre. Hech Navim, how are we going to bring to be fulfilling the Mitzvah of Mitzvah Savoyre? So how do you fulfill it? Believing there is existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tabo. Nothing but to talk about it. So we're not going to learn strongly, emphasizing the fifth perek and the sixth perek, but that we are yotze all the oppositions. All the time this is against the fifth and sixth perek. There's no point, you don't have to learn, because we believe anyhow and we don't need this proof. And I don't think anyone today needs this proof. We have to disprove their atheism. We don't have to prove their natural belief. There's always, in Russia, even till today, after being 70 years of Bolshevism, the research, how is it possible to take an atheist, all his life he was an atheist, and preached atheism, and when he became semi-conscious, he was dying, he said, oh my God, what are you talking about, God? Oh my God. This is something which is ingrained, that's what the Balatanya says, the Yiras Hashem and Ahavas Hashem is in the Kura Primi, which is the essence of a person. Chodav Asman says, how could you be punishing a goy of Shem Mitzvah Benoch but not believing Hashem? Who taught him? Who teach him? His father was a drunk. Who teach them? Says, he does, this thing doesn't have to be taught. You don't have to be taught how to breathe air. It's natural. Yes, you have to falsify that natural thing in order to root it out from your heart. So why do I need philosophy? Is there a God when it's a part of me in essence? Yichud Hashem, to bring in Hashem in every part of my life, that the more I understand it, the more I unify Hashem in my entire life. That you have to learn. But Shvi's, the Hobi rise to bring Kruh Shechud, that is absolute one that we're going to learn, because this has to do with Echad Hashem. The word in Yoni Echad Oiver Vechad Emerson to also to explain what's the difference between the absolute one and a passing one. But she, the ninth parent, Shekelsburg, Echad Emerson, and Echad Emerson, so also we have to learn. This is Torah. As the Rambam says, it's a mitzvah day. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the absolute truth. There's no other emes except him. A series, midas alakusam is kolos veksuvas. The midas, the trait characters of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is understood by seichel veksuv, which is said in psukim. Uponim ashes boim and a kamel or a chikom of menu. How we have to be fulfilling it and what we have to be away from it. What is applicable to us, what is not applicable to. Okay. Okay, let's start. Starting Peregrishna. Omer HaMchaber, HaMchaber said, Begeder Yichud Elokim, what is the definition of the mitzvah to unify Kodesh Baruch Hu Belev Sholem with a complete heart, with a full heart? What does it mean, a complete heart? Who? The definition of a complete heart means Sheyia Lev V'Loshen, the heart and the tongue, shovim, should be equal. B'yichud avoyres baruch shmo, unifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed should be his name. Now what does it mean? The tongue and the belief. Usually we could speak, we say every morning, every night, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But do we really feel it? Now where is the discrepancy coming out? Discrepancy of between what we say. It's like the Apple is saying, because it's easier said than done. Saying it's easy. It's easy to philosophize and to talk about it. Hashem is one, Hashem is all over. Hashem is just as well in Auschwitz as he was in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem is just as well Chas HaSholem at the funeral, just like as there is a Simchat HaChasana. And of course, you could say very easily, you have to make a Baruch Dayan Emes, the Simcha, just as you say Baruch Tayvim Meitiv. But really feel it. Really feel it. And as long you don't match up your feelings to what you're saying, you're missing in the Yichud Belev Sholem. Unify Kodesh Baruch Hu Belev Sholem. And actually, to say it in two words, what does it mean to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yichud Hashem? What does it mean to be Mekayim the belief of Shema Yisrael, Shema Kein, Shema Chod, how does it manifest itself? When you live up to, you feel up to anything what you say about that. And what do we say about it? Chai Vodim Vorech Hararo, Kashem Shuborech Haratoiv, Kim Itar Seitz Harois, nothing bad comes out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over, he's one, there isn't a space where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, there isn't a coincidence where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not. Therefore, this is the definition of Yichud Elohim Belev Sholem. That's the definition of Sholem. Usually we say it's easier said than done. But I always say it's easier done than said. So why do we say when we're not at that madrega? After all, we mekabel oil b'chushmaim. We say Shema Yisrael Shem Kein Shem Echad Erev U'Boiker. Are we feeling? Are we just madrega? No. The answer is, it's true. It's easier said than done. But it's easier done than said. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Learn again. Learn again. The more you learn, the more you get ingrained in you this thought. Now, not to say it when you need it. When you say it when you need it, and you didn't say it before, it's not going to work at all. You see many, many times, older, you see people getting into trouble, they don't share B'tochen, Chayv Savovas, they don't share Yichud, you know. Then they start learning, okay, Hashem, you see, somebody Chas Hashem gets sick, and then you start learning the Mesechta of the Sugya, of Echad Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Toiv Hashem, B'tochen B'Hashem. But then it doesn't work. Man is blocked. Therefore, we have to learn it in advance. We have to learn it. Not because I need it now for the immediate. It's like appropriate thing in the morning, early morning, getting up early morning, washing your clear head, look after mystical for the day, and you learn it now, and you grain it in you. And when you how do you put it in practice into Maisa? As things come, as things develop in the day, things which is not to your liking, so Baruch Hashem, Hashem is here, and you're living up to it. This is the Hagdorah, this is the definition of to be Yichud Hashem Belev Sholem. How could you accomplish it? How could you accomplish it? He says, after when you will come to the understanding with all the ways of proofs which is available to you, with all the available proofs what you have, after you came to the Birur, first the clarification mitziusai, first you clear in the fact that he exists. Now let's go in our derech. We're not going to go into proof of his existence. We respect those shittas where we should not put in philosophy in his mitzvah Hashem. Is what is the bir mitzvah? We know it. We feel it. We feel it. As I said yesterday, we do not need proof something which we have anyhow. If anyone needs proof, the atheist needs proof that he doesn't exist. Of his existence, we don't prove it. It's something which we were born with. So this, I'm clear with it. And then, where do we need to, now I will say, apply his word, bedarke haroyos, in the ways of proof, this goes in on this, v'amitas achdusoy, the truthness of his oneness, that you need to prove, b'derech ha'iyan, through philosophy. In other words, the fact that Hashem Echad in everything, there's amitas achdusoy, that it's true that the Kodesh Baruch is involved in everything, that, definitely, we have to be convinced, b'derech ha'iyan, because we got self-convinced in it. Yes?
Don't we... And the person who says, I don't want to be a hypocrite, because I don't want to put on tefillin or do these things, because I don't really believe. So we answer him, what? Do it. Like Nasa Vinishma, you do it, you get used to it, you become an uman, like they said.
Yeah.
And somehow
I exercise it.
Virtual or whatever, it's like it's related to emuna. It will bring you to belief.
Yes.
Doesn't that seem to contradict this?
No. That's what I was going to say. How did we get to the point of Yichud Elohim Belev Sholem, that in order should equal our saying to our beliefs, to our doings, to our heart? How? So that's what I'm talking about. How do you get to it? You get to it, say it, and learn about it. Think about what we're doing now. We're bringing it closer and closer. It doesn't say, don't say it until you believe it 100%. It didn't say it. It said, how do we match up the belief to our saying? Of course, we have to say that. It's a mitzvah says the Reise to say Kabbalah Soil Machos Shmash Shmash Hashem Kein Hashem Echad.
Whether he says himself,
just like tefillin. Forget to be on the kantavot with the Baal Shem Tov. Hemanti ki adaber. Hemanti. I come to believe ki adaber when I talk about belief. Let's talk about it. Talk about it. Adrabe. We're not hypocrites. Because we say it. We are hypocrites. You know when we are hypocrites? When we don't know that we don't believe. We say it. I mean, it's everything fine. I said it. And you think everything is okay. No, we have to know that I'm not up to what I say, and where kind of you should come up to say how? When you are, b'derech ha'iyan, you use all your depth of understanding the Amitas Ardus. It says, since the mitzvah of unifying a Kodesh Baruch Hu mischalk is being divided by medabrim by people, kifis chalkus hakoros hamanosim, just like the level of the intellect, which that, just like if you take 10 people, every person has his level of intellect, and as many levels of intellect there are, not just as many levels there is in the midst of Yichud Elokim, because Yichud Elokim is direct connected to the intellect of a person. It's very, very important. He puts on a mighty foundation to be a tipish. He has a very superficial level of Yichud Elokim, just as my Hashem Achad, only words, but doesn't mean anything. In order really to comfort yourself at the worst situations and to be excited, Hashem is here, I'm accomplishing my biggest mission, you need a lot of intellect. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give a very interesting evaluation, which I had just 2 days ago. I was sent to me a man, and I would say it's an unbelievable situation. A man with a lot of children, household of children, and it was in chinuch. It was the best man in the year in chinuch. He's a good father, helping the children. Good-looking man, makes a good impression, expressing himself nicely, nothing wrong. And the man is a total wreck. Doesn't a low self-esteem? I never saw a person like that. Like, and he says from his early youth as a bocher, he got smicha. He says I don't know a locha. And he says to me, in the last year, I have been suffering a tremendous depression and almost suicidal. And he says, I have nothing good, nothing. So, but then everyone thinks I'm good. My wife says I'm great. My principal says I'm great. My friend says I'm great. I'm great in everything. I'm looking good in everything. But I know I'm calling everyone. I'm beating the system. From early youth, I'm beating my system. From early school, I always beat the system. And I knew one day it's going to catch up with me. And now it's caught up with me. And they still tell me I'm... And I went to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and everything. And everyone says, nothing is wrong with you, just work with you, and nothing is wrong with you. But I know that everything is wrong with me. I know everything is wrong with me, and I've worked nothing. And I look at this man, and he's angry, and he's devastated, and he's lost, and I make such a foolish mistakes, and once I worked with a simple shipping clerk, and the guy said, you have no brain, and everyone tells I have no brain, but I'm beating the system. So, you know, and while I was talking in my house, and I was with him a little while, and I got 5 telephone calls in between, and he says, after my 5th call, I was interrupted, says, you see, I'm here an hour, that you have 5 calls. It makes you feel good. In a year, I wouldn't have 5 calls. Who would call me? I'm worthless. So I told him, can you tell me one good thing about you? He said, can you tell me one good thing about you? And he thinks. What do I mean, one good at it? I wanted to see what. I never killed a person. That's the only good things that you had about you. So then you see, this guy's really sick. This guy's really, I mean, this he's obsessed with this thing. And I told him, so don't you feel good about that? No, I wish they wouldn't call me. He says, you got 5 calls while I'm sitting here. Don't you feel good about it? Nobody calls me. No, I wish nobody would call me. Do I look for that? And he says, everyone tells me I'm great. Everyone tells me great, and that makes him even more mad, because now they try to. I'm still a calm man. I'm still bluffing away. So I started a new start. I told him, you know what? You're right. You're shlemil. I never saw such a shlemil. You're 100% right. You're worthless. You're worthless. I told him, I'm worthless. I agree with you. I agree with you. But I told him, wait a second. But who made you? He said this morning, the kind of shomash and satabi. You know, he said, Hashem, you created me, you formulated me, you blew in the neshama, you keep in me, you keep me going. That's yichud. This is called yichud. Yes, you said it, yes. Do you believe in it? Yes. That means, in the same time, Hashem makes me, formulates me, and I should answer 5 telephone calls. Hashem made you to make you a shlemil, you shouldn't even have 5 telephone calls. Hashem is just as involved to create you as a shlemazel, as involved with the biggest tzaddik to create him the biggest whatever he is. Yeah, so don't you think when Hashem is involved, you're doing it, Hashem has a need in you just as a need in me? Has the same need in you as in you? You say the same Atom Shamar Kibbe as Moshe Rabbeinu said Atom Shamar Kibbe. Now, I would ask you, there is a car, and suppose you overhear a discussion between the parts in the car. and they could talk. They become a discussion with them, and the engine starts boasting, I'm the most important part in this car. If I'm gone, it's going to cost you $3,000. And the tire says, I'm the most important, I have a flat tire, you are worthless. And comes a little wire, which makes it a connection between the distributor and the carburetor and the point. And this wire is worth a quarter. So if I'm not here, you're all stuck, you just can't move. Now, obviously, yes, all this what they discussed is only worth when they're in the junkyard. You dismantle a car. So, of course, the engine has $3,000, the tire is $100, this wire is worth a quarter. But if you need a car, a going, living car, all this discussion is worthless. We need each other, we complement each other, because I'm not the engine, neither a tire, I'm a car. And even one is equally important. And this quarter wire is just as important as the $3,000 engine. Okay? Just as important as a $3,000 engine. And if the car, if I will miss only this wire and everything else would function, I will pay $3,000 just to get the wire, because if not, my $30,000 car is worthless. Yes, in the junkyard, if you dismantle, Am Yisrael Chai. Jewish nation is alive, is one nation. Emma Kishachot Kalevachot, because Bohu created Atem Tim Rechus Kanim Kachtes from Lila Om. We are a nation serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Bohu put together with many parts. So granted, you only worth a quarter, in the next guy's worth 3,000. What does it mean? But you're a living nation, you're part of the living nation. If you are not functioning, all of us are not functioning. This means you, worthless guy, are just as worth as the most as Moshe Rabbeinu. Do you understand that? He couldn't argue. I explained, yes, you're right. You say, look, why? You're nothing. You're really nothing. But that nothing, if you take this nothing away, your life is just as important as the most important guy. All your argument is only good in the secular world, which is a dead nation. Yes, in the junkyard. What are you as an individual world? Do you weigh? How much money could you make? How much can you show off in this dead world? But Bacharta Bachama, we are living, we are functioning for Kodesh Baruch, and Kodesh Baruch approved it. You say the same brocha as anyone says. Elokim Shem Shatohoiroi. This is Yichud Elohim, with understanding. This is called B'derech Ha'iyon. Makes you feel good. By the way, what I told him, I said to myself, anytime when I felt myself in a stage of worthlessness, which everyone comes to some things, you fail here, you fail there, you will have to have this. We all have to live with expectations. I mean, sometimes it's a whole, it comes and zetses you. What do you say? Shem, you made me to be like that. I'm important. I'm paying. So I'm a fire. Now I'm a fire. I'm this. I'm that. The only thing about Shem Tov, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he forced himself to go to Eretz Yisrael against the Rotzon Hashem. So he got all kind of concerns, and he did it. Still he went. So it's not a story. Then he was about to go. So was the Vilna Gomba about to go. And so was the Chofetz Chaim later about to go. It was almost big people. Yes. The Shemaim stopped that he shouldn't go. So when he came to Constantinople in Turkey, it was Pesach, and one of the things which he did for the Baal Shem, they took away all his madregas. All his madregas they took away. He only was left, he said, Perish Amilas. He didn't know Perish Amilas, all he was left davening. Davening. They took away all his madregas, became blank. The big Baal Shem became blank. All he could daven, that's all. And his daughter was with him, Udo was with him. And they say he had such a beautiful high simcha to say the night. He says, "Boy, Shiloh, I'm not here to be me. I'm here to serve you, whatever I have. I think now I will serve you even more complete than ever before, because I will deliver everything which I could for you. The most I could do for you to daven, to say the words, I'm saying for the words." He was just as besimcha as he was before, because on the contrary, before when he was full producing Baal Shem Tov, you may miss a point. You may miss a point with all your capacity. Every person could, as the Ramchal says, a person's quality is not measured by quantity and quality, it's measured by shlemus. Are you delivering full capacity of your ability? So I told him, listen, you shlemil, you have nothing but this little dick what you are, you fool. I, with my telephone calls, I could have answered 10 more. And I didn't, I'd be punished for that. You have not been given this job. You have to be very happy that you had this little empty fire. You're doing an unbelievable job. You know what he tells me? You know, I visited so many psychologists, so many rabbis. So many friends spoke to me. None of them spoke like that. Everyone made me feel miserable. Everyone said to me how great I am, and I went out, and I was more miserable because, see, here I'm beating the system again. I'm fooling everyone in. You're the first guy that you tell me that everything which I'm saying is right, I'm takav shlemil, and I feel good about it. You both are feeling good about it. So what did I tell him? I told him, mitas achdusoi, suppose he's right, he's talking about Hashlamim. Yes, this is a mitzvah of Derech Ian. Understand Hashem created you, and Hashem has a need in you as in Moshe Rabbeinu. This is, now, if you don't understand it, and this is what I say to all of us, any one of us should be able to help a person like that. The first patient like that is you yourself to yourself. How many times you have to go on your own? And I would say, I would never have this understanding to tell it to him if I wouldn't have exercised it on me. Of course, not in such a bad stage as he is, but we have many, many little stages, little depressions, little letdowns. And yes, when all these little letdowns, you exercise this real understanding, and this is the most healthiest, absolute truth, Hashkofa. Therefore, you could speak to unfortunate, to childless people, which I'm speaking many times, giving a chiddush. You could speak to divorcees, you could speak to almonas, to widows, you could speak to people who are cancer-ridden, people who have children, members in the house which never come dying. Because when you understand that, you're not yoitza when you don't understand the Yichud Hashem, Belev Sholem, with full capacity of understanding. Full capacity of understanding. Because only with that understanding you become a content Jew. Asimcha v'tavlovav. He's saying, Ashreinu matav chalkeinu v'naim gareine. He's saying, Borech al geshev v'rem echo yivdiloni matav v'no salo yitair ha-semes. How can you say it if you don't appreciate it, you don't understand it? Yes.
You're saying it's okay then for that person who came to you and feel like it's okay to be an actor to an extent, if that's what he feels he's accomplishing a goal by doing those things temporarily.
No, it's as, no.
Because after all, he's accomplishing a certain thing as part of his
handicapped now. Really, what's happening? This man is handicapped. Really, the man has a lot of qualifications. The man has a lot of qualifications. The only thing is handicapped to bring it out because there's a fear that things really is worthless, so he has a very low esteem. The minute to build up his self esteem that I'm worthless I am, I'm worthful. You take away that fear, once you take away the fear, you could go out. He could go out and function and bring out his qualification. That's the cure. Not shut. I only took away the fear. Says, okay, you're bluffing the system. You're bluffing. But so what? That's the method to bluff. That's the part how a person like you has to act. But it's okay. The main thing he himself should. What is the problem with him? He feels he's failing. He says, how will I support my family? How will I marry my children? Hashem provides you now. Hashem will provide you 20 years from now. And so we always have to think we are not getting that. So the importance of this knowledge in Bitochen, everything has to be learned now. When you're full with yourself in the morning, full, you have to be ingrained. No matter what I am, it has to come to a point. I always say to myself, you know, when I visit the hospital, a very sick person, I visit in prison, guys who have been convicted for many, many, many years. I'm lecturing and everything, and when I go away from a hospital, when I go away from a prison, when I go from an office, when I go from this and this. What do you think? What do you think? What is the purpose of going to Beis Ovel? Toiv lechos leBeis Ovel leBeis Hamishna. Better to go to Beis Ovel than to go to a chasana. Why? Because a chai yitzen elibay. Because the chai will put to his heart, will give to his heart. So that's the purpose of going these places. Because after when you go away, you have to put yourself in this position. Imagine you visited a person who is on his dying bed. There's no chance of living. You know, just waiting for his dying bed. And he's twisting around from pain in his bed. And you're visiting him to comfort him. You walk away and say, what would I do if I would be in his position? And I could become in his position. How do you prepare now? Prepare now. Make homework. If God forbids, if you have to become in his position, and you could just as easily become in his position, how would you fill in your time? How would you... Anything that you wanted to... Most of us can't comfort a person. It's a terrible thing that we don't know what to say to a sick person. We don't got the right words. You know why? Because we don't know what to say to ourselves. And this is the mitzvah. You're healthy now. You're mitzvah. Yes, how? So if you know how to learn the left shulam, the mitzvah Yichud Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu is one, that means you're fully accomplishing that this person who lays there doesn't do anything, just twisting around, but he's breathing, he's living this moment. He's just as much accomplishing for Klal Yisrael as I'm accomplishing as the biggest macher, chevreman. Why? Because Hashem is busy with him now to put him alive. Hashem is busy with me of making him alive. And he's an important, crucial part. If you prepare thyself for that, if Chas Hashem, you come to a situation, all of a sudden you have been in prison for 10 years for any reason, contempt of court, you know, you have to say some information to somebody, and you can't, because it's a mesira. Any of you could sit, you could be the most honest, nice person. But the Torah could put you in prison. The Torah is going to put you in prison. all of a sudden being caught to by the Congress to testify about somebody who wants to cash the check by him, which he doesn't have nothing to do with him. And he happened to be, who knows, a reputable mafia guy. And you have to come, and if not, you're in contempt of Congress, in contempt of court, and it's 5-year penalty, 10-year penalty in prison. And you have a shayla, he's a Jew, and you're not allowed, it's mesira. And the Rosh says, there's no way, you're not allowed to say a word. Mesira means informing. In no way. He says, I'm sorry, my Rosh doesn't let me talk. I'm going to go in prison. All of a sudden, you end up in prison for 5 to 10 years. You're not saying in prison because you did anything wrong. You're in prison because the Torah put you in prison. So I look, when I go to prison, if Hashem puts me in prison, Hashem sent me on a vacation. It's a vacation. I look at them sometimes and everything. Hashem freed you from all the problems. You don't have to make a living. You're just free from all problems. What? Learn. Dedicate yourself to Hashem. Serve Hashem every given moment. I have hundreds of things to do. I have to fly and come and go and things. So there's so much distraction. And distraction is also a mitzvah. Hashem wants me. You put me here. I'm here. You put me in prison. No more distraction. Use empty. I tell it to the prison souls. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu caught you. He likes you. He wants your company. You could give him company. Be with him 20. I know a guy, Nishkechelik, who sits in prison. He's learning a whole day long, learning and writing. He's not for the right reason in the prison. He's probably doing tshuva, but he's learning a whole day in prison. He's learning. It could be utilized, but you can't do it only if all along you live with this concept. But all of a sudden, when you get into prison, then you're going to learn the Yichud Hashem. You can't. You're devastated. You know, when a person is sick, you can't hear. You always have to be able to find the right comforting words in any given miserable situation of any person. Because if not, it's a simon that you don't know. And this all a lackingness of the mitzvah to samiderach yet. You don't know it's a kushbach of everything. Because every person has the level. As they separate themselves, they divide themselves between the understanding. Mehem, there is a category of people. There are people who only with a tongue. They only talk. People say so. He goes after them and says, "We bleed das in your mashram." He doesn't know what he talks. He just repeats other people saying without understanding what he says. Only talk. Umehem, there's a other category which is a little bit better. He will already miyachad Hashem. He will unify Hashem in not only his tongue but also in his heart. He will understand it, but he will not understand with his own self. Understanding, but what he received from others. Shekibel ma'aboisav, he received it from his ancestors. Ve'ene de'a biru, but it doesn't look for definite, for clear ma'ashekibel in what he received. As I would say, you heard what I said this morning. Okay? You heard it. So, probably you could repeat them. Today, maybe tomorrow. In a week from now, you can't repeat them even. If you lost them in a week, but you repeat them today and tomorrow. So then tomorrow you understand that Bederach HaKabbalah, you didn't work for it. You know, you got, it lasts a little while. So it's more than just talk, because now you could repeat. But it's you repeat what you received, but you didn't conquer it. In order you should never forget, it has to become, you get it now as we call it, wetting your feet, just to know what to think about. But after you've developed it, and you think on it, and you write about it, and you go further on it, and you repeat it to your wife, and you repeat the things, Hashem is always one again and again, and you grow in it, that by next week, you could explain it even deeper than you heard it now. That's the third category. That's what it says, man, there's people who will understand it, but they only understand Bederach HaKabbalah. As long as you hear it, you could repeat them. It's more. But in Mehem, but there's a different category. He himself will understand Bederach HaRoyos from proofs. Amitasa'inyan proves, he will prove to himself the truthness. And the truth of the matter, any businessman, and any worker, anything, when you look back retroactively and you see the beautiful way Kodesh Baruch Hu manipulates your life and everything is for the good and benefit, coincidence which is happening to you. Every time when a coincidence is happening, when sit and look what's going to come out of it. I'm sure something interesting is going to come out of it. Hashem plays this game beautifully, very smartly. Also, I don't understand. You miss a plane, you miss a this, you miss a that. You always in the end, look what came out of it. When you look at your life and analyze your life deeply, you always see the proof of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement in any coincidence, and that gets stronger and stronger. And this is, by the way, not to ignore things in your life and emphasize it and make note of it and talk about it and repeat it to your children and talk continuously is a part of the mitzvahs as a of Shem Echad. It's the third mitzvah, S of Kabbalah, Sal Mach, Shem is one mitzvah, S of Kain is the other mitzvah, S of Shem Echad is the third mitzvah, S. Mehem, the best thing is, Mishim Yachad Ach Shiyovin, after he's going to understand, Medele Charoyos, and proves a mitzvah finit. However, Ach Shiveni B'mach Shavtoi, he will, now he will understand it, but he will think it, he will acknowledge it, Kishara Chodim, and so like other ones. But he will not understand in depth to what crucial. As I would say, okay, I told this guy, you are important to Kodesh Baruch because Kodesh Baruch is involved with you. That's Yichud. But I go further with him. I told him, you're just as important for Kodesh Baruch as Moshe Rabbeinu is important. Because, take a factory, take a car, as we spoke in a car. In a car, yes, every part builds a car. And of course, the little wire is just as important as the engine. But is he just as valuable as the engine? Of course not. Just as important. So I made echod out of him. I made from the wire just as needed as the engine. I said, just as needed as the engine. But it's not mamash echod with the engine. But our echod. Echod amiti means there's no levels, there's no degrees in echod. Everyone is the absolute echod. The vayah, the you little Jew, is just as echo, just as valuable as the big. To prove it. If you nothing, and I told it to him, if you nothing, get sick. And there's a chashash ha'havim of ha'havim in him because he was suicidal. So I have to tell him how important his life is. And it's a ha'havim in a chashash v'sholem, a ha'havim in a ha'havim that your life may be in danger. Everyone would have to be mechal Shabbos for you. Who? Including Moshe Rabbeinu. The greatest person in the world, in the loch is Milch Shabbos, the mitzvah v'gdoilim. Adrab, the loch has to do it. Why? To show the importance of a life. That every moment of your life, the greatest people of the world have to be involved to be matzah v'mechal Shabbos, v'chal Yom Kippur, to save that minute of a life. That's called echot. You're not important just like the other, like a car, we said in the car. Yes, we need each other, but not in value. Of course, obviously, if you have to there's a locha. There's a locha. Very important locha. There's 1,000 people, 10,000 people in one place gathered. From Moshe Rabbeinu to the lowest amor, to the lowest bum, to the lowest worthless Jew, including you. I told him. And the goyim come and say, Hitman comes and says, give us out one Jew. If not, we're going to kill all of you. They give us out one Jew, we're going to kill him. We're not allowed to give out any one of them. We're not allowed. And all 10,000 should be killed. What do you mean? Is this echod? Because there's no such thing as low, as not important. The one is as much worth as 10,000, and not to give out the one. Now, it doesn't mean that a person cannot volunteer. A person could volunteer. And there used to be many stories of people volunteered to save their rabbis, to save the great people, and he came out, and the Holocaust was many, many stories that they looked for the Rav, they looked for the leader, and he was camouflaged that he's not, and a simple guy, dressed himself Rav, and here I am, the Rav, and they shot him dead in order to get the Germans off the back of the Rav. Himself allowed to what? To be Moshe Nefesh himself in order to save Am Yisrael. But to give him up with the hand? No way. And he wouldn't say, listen, guy, you're nothing. The one who did it was a big Madrega person. He understood what he's doing. They wouldn't say to a guy, listen, you're worthless. What will be if you die? Go out. Chas v'sholem, if you give it out, no way. So this is the Echot Amiti, the absolute one. You're just as one as everyone. So he says, even after you understand you're important, but you could still understand you're important, just like any other valuables, you rationalize and you value in Echot. But you only think you're like other ones. You're gonna materialize Kodesh Baruch Hu Shlei B'Tzura B'Dmus. Doesn't know it, the absolute inyan of his existence of Yehudai. However, there would be a higher group. He will miyachad Kodesh Baruch Hu full heartedly in his tongue. He will understand the emes, the cut of echod. The echod, what's the difference between echod over and echod emes? The echod over is the car analogy. After it's a junkyard, of course the engine will be more worth. Now obviously, when you have the car, as long as it's going, you need the vibe just as you need the engine. But when the car gets stuck in the Salem as a junk, of course the engine is much more worth. But we are not junks, we are not echod over. We never over, we eternal. We live forever, so therefore you can't rationalize ever who is more important or less important. But Yobi Rais Nisri is going to bring proof al Birir Mitziusoi, the absolute proof of his existence in Amitas Yichudoi, and the truthness of his oneness. This is the complete chelik of inyan yichud. You have to equalize your tongue with your heart completely. If you will know to add, you will know lohovirad. When will it be complete? Your heart, which you're saying about yichud, but I said just before, after you will know lohovirai, if you could bring proof to it, when it does, you will know after amitas yichudusai. All the sides and all the angles of the truth of Yerusha Mederich in the understanding. When you could bring proof to it. When you could talk to a guy and build him and make him feel good, how important you are, because you are one crucial part of the overall unity, no way less than anyone else.
Is that a proof or is that a mashal?
What?
A mashal somebody could say, but a proof is something maybe a little bit clearer.
The mashal nobody could say, no mashal has to be produced. In order to produce a mashal, you have to understand it very well. The hardest thing is to make a mashal. Yes, to make a mashal, Shlomo Melech made a mashal of everything three times, Shlomo, because he understood it with his fullest understanding. To make a mashal is the hardest thing.
The mashal of the concept.
Mashal is its mashal, yeah. Fully conquer the concept in order to be able to put him into a story and to explain any little guy on it.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com